The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Mary McCone and Cal Thomas are with us. Good evening to you. Cal, I can only imagine how terrifying it must have been to have been in Hawaii at the weekend. It's a good job nobody decided to fire back. Tell us about this remarkable story, please.
Matt, this is absolutely incredible. This is more bizarre than thriller novel I've read. There was this guy who worked for the state, and he pushed the wrong button, if you can believe this, and all of these text messages and other communications went out to people. This is not a fake. This is
not a drill.
The real deal. Yeah, not a drill. That's a big word I was looking for. Thank you. Ballistic missiles are incoming, and people didn't know what to do. There was no plan. You saw a video of people putting their children in storm sewers, heading for some kind of cover, which is ridiculous in a nuclear attack. There's no way you're going to survive it. At 38 minutes before a correction could be sent out. And this reminded me of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds radio broadcast in 1930, where he was doing a script of an alien invasion, and thousands upon thousands of people ran into the streets thinking that we were being invaded by Martians. That's the only thing I could compare it to.
Hang on,
the guy's been reassigned.
What would you have done? Would you have gone to your wine cellar and picked out your bottle of your finest, opened it, and sipped it while you waited for the explosion?
No, I would have had a pint of Bulmers.
Okay. Marion McKeown. And they say that, actually, they always worry about technology, that it could be that the computers that get it wrong. This was just human error.
Yeah, you know, and a really shockingly simple error. They have reinstated the Cold War era nuclear warning system, mainly because of all the ratcheting up of tensions between the US and North Korea, and the belief that there may be a need for this warning, which in itself is chilling. And the error was so simple, Matt, that what happened was you have two systems, and one says live and one says test. And the guy, that hapless guy or girl or woman, whoever they were, pressed the live alert instead of the test alert from a normal drop-down menu. You know, it could happen to a bishop, as they say. A really simple thing to get wrong, but the panic, I mean, that must have been the longest 38 minutes in anybody's life there. And, you know, like people huddling in baths, huddling in drains. And it does actually make people focus, I suppose, for that point. Like, what, you're so helpless, what can you do? The answer is really very, very little in a situation like that, except, as you wisely advocate, I think, get out your best wine or whatever your strongest alcohol is and sit back and wait.
I thought you'd have said pray, Cal, but there you go. Listen, talking of prayer, Marion, tell us what we know of these nutcases who held 13 children captive in California, completely malnourished, chained up to railings, apparently, in beds.
This is a really harrowing story. And, you know, you wonder how this could have gone on for so long. First of all, a Californian couple, the husband, aged 57 years of age, a guy called David Turpin, his wife, Louise, 49 years of age, had 13 children aged between 2 years, just two, and 29. And all of them, like even the 29-year-old, apparently, the details are still coming out, were chained to beds, manacled, and so malnourished that when a 17-year-old escaped and got help, the police initially thought that she was only 10 years of age. The children, very, very dirty from being, as you can imagine, chained and locked in railings, beds, various things, underfed, and apparently were tortured and forced to read from the Bible. And, you know, the parents, as I said, again, information just coming out, but so far it says that they believe God called on them to have these children, to discipline them in this manner. And, you know, it just sounds so harrowing, because this didn't go on for, you know, days or even weeks. This went on for years and years for these poor children, and more children were continually born into this. And I've got to say, I know this area, Paris, California. It's not one of these areas out in the desert where these kind of things can happen, because there's very little law enforcement. It's a very middle-class, small town that, you know, it seems astonishing that these people could have lived in the middle of a community and done this for years and years, and that it could have been undetected. It's terrifying. And I don't know, these poor children, the amount of help they need, not just medical, but obviously the trauma they've been through, it hardly bears thinking about.
Okay. Cal, what do you think our chances are of getting Senator Chelsea Manning?
Oh, listen, I'm all for it. If I lived in Maryland, I would be voting for her in an instant. This is the new face of the Democratic Party. And forget the sex change business. This guy was, girl, well, he was a guy when he did it, was a traitor. He leaked sensitive, secure information that could damage the United States, and President Obama commuted his many-decade sentence, which outraged an awful lot of people. But it's just amazing. The Democrats are so desperate for votes. They would put up anybody for anything, and I don't think he's going to win, in, or she is going to win in Maryland, but it certainly says a lot about the condition of that party at the moment, in my judgment.
Okay, it says a lot about the condition, perhaps, of America, Marion, that apparently Fox News is now the most trusted news source in America.
Indeed. But can I just say, Cal, I have three words in response to that. Judge Roy Moore.
Yeah, you know, okay, I'm fine with that.
Manning. Any day yeah. over...
Yeah, over. I got it. I'm with you.
You know, I think it's fair to say that things are at a bit of a strange state. Yeah, you know, and that nothing typifies it. Nothing sums it up, in fact, more than Fox News is now regarded as the most reliable source of news in America. And by beating the New York Times, CNN, and various other news outlets by quite a large margin in this most recent poll. Now, the thing is that, you know, Fox News is watched by almost all Republicans, and it is the station of choice for Donald Trump and all of these people who are very, very keen Trump supporters. 6% of Trump supporters say Fox News is objective. I think that says more, or Republicans, I should say. I think that says more about them than Fox News. But, you know, on a serious note, credit in, you know, and belief and respect for the fact that you would be getting objective, unbiased news is at an all-time low. The media's respect is at an all-time low. A lot of this has to do with, I think, Donald Trump and this absurd fake media awards and this constant berating of the media for factually and objectively reporting anything he doesn't like
okay.
or anything that doesn't jibe with his way of viewing the world.
One final one, and of course the owner of Fox News is also the owner of the Wall Street Journal, that's Rupert Murdoch, and today that newspaper had an extraordinary story about his ex-wife. Tell us about it, Cal.
The ex-wife is named Wendy Deng. She's holding on to her married name even after they divorced. She's Chinese heritage. And the story in the Wall Street Journal today, which has some great credibility, and it is a conservative newspaper, and as you say, owned by Rupert Murdoch, so kudos to them for printing it. They are alleging that there is some kind of security problem, that she was somehow a conduit or an agent. Well, they don't use the word agent, but that's what is implied for the Chinese government, involved in a project to spend $100 million on a Chinese garden at the National Arboretum here in Washington. It was deemed a national security threat, according to intelligence officials, because of a planned 70-foot-tall white tower that could potentially be used for surveillance. This is really, really strange, Matt. You can't make up this kind of stuff.
Indeed you can't. I have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown, as ever, for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.